Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're gonna let the song come in.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. Shout out to Martha Cody, I was born in 83. After delivery, my mama gave me bag of weed. She pointed to the street, said, OG, proceed. Everything will be for thee. You are the holy seed. Then I was baptized, given a 45. A bad bitch with thighs and immunity from crime. Nobody drop a dime. The judge dropped the case, cause I'm a matrix nigga. Them bullets stay in place. You better face it, nigga. It's best to stay in place. This divine grace, divine time and space. Watch a fine bitch chase and break lights and bass. Got him swimming to the yacht while I'm chilling on the lake. If Adam got a small dick, why not be the snake? I gotta eat the tree of knowledge, got expensive taste. You tell me what I can't have, I'll show you what I take. This the God 720, nigga, can't be replaced. Yeah.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
A hooligan with moody friends I truly defend. Do or die up in this game, and that's my truth to the end. Ain't no snitch in my skin, ain't no hoe in my bones. This is 2000 big body niggas sitting on chrome. Somebody show me a throne, it's not built off skulls. I will show you a fool that speaks but don't know. Give a bitch nigga time, his weakness will surely show. Woman sits on my dick, her girlfriend say that she glow. Why I gotta be a monster, let a bitch nigga know. You amateurs can only take notes watching a pro. So if you need some advice, better plead to your Christ. Cause when you squeeze on dice, there's no more cheese for the mice. Better stay in the light, only vampires at night. Keep the prize in sight, you won't have peace when you gripe. Cause we mob with werewolves that show their teeth when they bite. And when we post up on your corner, we not looking for likes. Yeah.
Born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
I'm a god amongst clouds, what's a king with a crown? You mean these skinny jean clowns, so bring that G back down. With overstanding, let's examine while I bang on you hoes. Reprimand with heavy hand, cause that's the lane that they chose. I'm a 1990 nigga with a gun and a rose. That was safe in a grave, I got to pay back slaves. Got an army full of skeletons that wanna get paid. So it don't matter to me if careers gotta get slayed. Yeah, the modern day rapper is just a monkey in a cage. So when they scream king, I yawn, then turn the page of my paper. They didn't have the license to ride with certified players. They didn't know the difference between the minors and majors. They got disrespectful, now they screaming for a savior. Cleaning and feeding my gators. These Jolly Rancher niggas will get it now and then later. I light my blunt with the sun while I'm chilling upon the luminous craters.
A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. A born again hooligan, only to be king again. Saga City. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, keep the black on my tent. Niggas talk about business cause it's rich as they want, but can't keep their eyes open after smoking a blunt. Real ones stay high, we got the heart for the hunt, got the brain for the game. So insane and profane, my lane, it won't change. Give that bitch some bow legs after snorting cocaine. Now she go to the strip club and get dough in both ways. I'm the wizard of the odds, it's my job to get paid. Use an image, a facade, Instagram and a page. Where's a gram for my rage? Rather be standing on stage and have my hands on a gauge. Looking for the long play, smelling piss in hallways. I'll be balling one day, this is just a small phase. If you can't survive the plague, grunt like swine in your grave. Watch the dragon's wings spread as I'm leaving my cave. And I won't be coming back till they feel heat from the flames. Mystery, my story, nigga, remember the name. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Pussy niggas think the dark side will leave you depressed. Living in reality will put some hair on your chest. The survival of the fittest, and I wish you your best. I'm just being myself, and niggas think I'm a test. Niggas running in a circle, they be rushing they death. When you find the stairway to heaven, start watching your step, cause you might fall back. And what do you call that? In alleys that's all black, I got a swing and I scratch for small stacks. That's between all the fleas and the rats, pit bulls and the cats, zombies smoking on crack. Have you ever seen a boss hog push a Cadillac? What's the point of this rap shit? I'm not getting no plaques. So when I speak upon wax, I'm releasing the secret that you need to attract. You can bear your own burden, I don't believe in no slack. This the black man's Bible and I'm just preaching the facts. I can at least give you that. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Dark age, last days, I keep the black on my tent. Yeah.
Somebody on the line. Let's see if they want to talk or not. What's going on? Are you there?
Yo, what up, pimp?
Who is this?
Brother Neil, man. It's the first time I checked out the show. I have been checking out for a while. I just never got on. I wanted to call you what you were talking about tonight.
I don't really got no specific subject. I should be marketing for the Kicked Out of Heaven that's going to be coming out this next month, in February. That's about it. I could talk about that movie Concussion, or I should be talking about this damn YouTube and all these videos and how the black bookstores have been decreasing since the YouTube has started. Black bookstores have decreased by 70% since 2007.
Word, I can dig that.
2007. Okay.
Most of us wasn't reading no way.
Well, you can't complain about getting the treatment that we're getting.
No, I don't.
The Negro cannot complain about anything that's going on in society right now. They have no room to complain, man. There's no room to complain, you know? And they think they got room, and they're making themselves really look like fools. Doing all this Black Lives Matter and shutting down the shutting down the highway and interrupting campaign speeches and all this other nonsense, you know, that's really is really empty. For instance, if somebody would say, okay, you got the Black Lives Matter, I want to donate. Who do I donate to? Where do I donate?
I know, I think they got crowdfunding or something going on.
You see what I'm saying? But if I was to donate, what are the donations going to? I want to give you, I want to give Black Lives Matter $1 million. What is the money going to?
I just seen this video. It's white boy.
You see what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I definitely, I just said, this white boy, I just seen this video. This white boy said, he like, look, this Black Lives Matter thing, he like, look, it's not going to produce no results. He said, y'all need to start in your own house. Check all your people with all that money, you know what I'm saying, that ain't doing nothing to, you know, strengthen the community and unity amongst our people. And he used Akon for example. He said, yeah, Akon came over here, made all that money, and went back to Africa and put electricity, you know, brought electricity back to Africa. You know what I'm saying? He did that for his people. You know what I'm saying? And you don't see iconic celebrities doing that. You know what I'm saying? And for one, you know, I know a little better. Listen, they contract. They can't do it. You know what I'm saying? To a certain extent. You understand what I'm saying? The devil ain't going to let you get up there on that iconic level and do anything for your people. You know what I'm saying?
Well, hold on. So then how you going to say that about LeBron James? Because LeBron James over there kicking ass in Ohio. He doing all types of shit.
Well, you know, I'm not speaking absolutely, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying from a general perspective. And just look at the history, though. You understand what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. I know this thing's been done by particular individuals here and now. But with the conditions that we face and the situation we in, with the number of iconic celebrities with the power and pull and that they do have, the effect that it's having in our community is nil in comparison. You understand what I'm saying? And then he broke it down plain and simple. He said, y'all ain't going to do nothing until you get this white man foot out your ass. Y'all not
nah,
going to
ain't got
issues.
Nothing. It's our own thinking, bro. For instance, let me show you. How many Negroes produce a shoe?
I mean,
think
bro,
about that. No. Watch this. Watch what I'm about
you.
To show you.
I feel you. However,
Rockaware come out,
you know,
with shoes. All these niggas coming out with fucking shoes, and then the niggas on the conscious level, on this level that we on right now, shoes, bro, clothes, earrings, shea butter, cocoa butter. That's all the niggas thinking about, bro. When it comes to a larger scale and what the millionaires are thinking about, they're on the same level as the barbecue rats on the bottom, bro. With Snoop Dogg and Puffy and them, they put their kids in some football. I mean, these niggas could go directly to NASA, but their children are playing sports. So it is the thinking of the Negro. It ain't got shit to do with nobody's foot up nobody's ass, bro. It's got something to do with the fact that niggas are the only race that sit at a fucking salon for hours, male and female. It's got something to do with our fucking thinking. That's it. There's nobody else to blame, bro. There's nothing to point a finger at nobody. You can't talk that slave ship shit no more. As a matter of fact, the book that I'm about to bring, This Kicked Out of Heaven, will destroy all of that shit, bro. Because white people done put white people through more hell than they have served on anybody else's ass on this planet. Okay?
I mean,
and
I feel
it.
You, bro. And, you know, I just called in to check you out and see what you're talking about. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not stating my opinions as absolute or all-encompassing, bro. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not saying it's our thinking specifically that is the total problem. It's a multifaceted, interdimensional aspect to all
right.
of this, bro, because we are all like, interconnected with one another. So I don't speak absolutely. You understand
no,
what I'm
no,
saying?
No, of course. No. Don't take what I'm saying. This isn't no conversation. We're a show right now. So you know what I'm saying? Look at what we're saying as we're sitting on a stage and there's an audience out there. So what I'm saying, and when responding, I'm not responding to you. I'm responding for everybody. You dig what I'm saying? So everything that I just, everything that I just stated wasn't even directed, you know, towards any statement that you had made. You know what I'm saying? But I had to put it in the format of our thinking scale, and that being the issue. Now, because, I mean, you know, 30, 40 years ago, you know, we could say, you know, yeah, he got his foot on our ass and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. But with the internet and with the way provisions are nowadays, you dig what I'm saying? Like, availability is so large to do shit. I mean, I just ordered 1,000 books from fucking Vietnam. You see what I'm saying? Like, bro, there was no LLC, there was no business, and none of that other shit needed to be done for me to do. You see what I'm saying? But 30, 40 years ago, for me to do an international, for me to do a deal for 1,000 books with a company on the other side of the planet, it would have been hell and high water. You see, right now, it wasn't nothing but 5-10 clicks on the fucking internet. You see, so we can't sit up here and do this. You see what I'm saying? Even when it comes to the whole shit about the Oscars, that shit is a fucking joke. You know?
I won't even that is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that shit is a joke. And, you know, and it's the thinking. You know, like Snoop Dogg gonna get up here talking about something, I ain't watching your fucking Oscars. You think these billionaires give a fuck about you watching our show?
No doubt.
We don't give a fuck if you watch our show or not. What the fuck does it matter? You see? Niggas talking about they gonna boycott. They want Chris Rock to boycott. They want Chris Rock to stand down from hosting. Are you signing the check for Chris Rock? No, the nigger is not signing the check. So Chris Rock will host the show because he has bills to pay. Simple. It's a simple system. All this emotionalism bullshit that the Negro tried to put in the way don't work, bruh. You see what I'm saying? It does not fucking work. Yo, I'm going to let my man. Yo, did you want to say anything else? I'm finna let my man's in here real quick.
No doubt. I say one thing. I was at the store the other day, you know, the little quickie marks, you know, where the brothers and sisters come in and pay the lottery. And, I mean, this one sister, man, she had to play at least a easy $100 worth. And then you can tell she does this every day, or at least once a week, the way she had a little setup and everything going. And I was doing some stuff on the internet. And they was talking about how the elders in our community, not per se just black community, but everybody, the elderly people, got all the money. You know what I'm saying? They got all this money, you know what I'm saying, and they ain't doing nothing with. You understand what I'm saying? And then our mentality, period, on lottery and gambling. Do you realize how much we as a community spend on gambling? You know what I'm saying? Much less the alcohol and the cigarettes.
You're right.
It is the mentality. It is the spirit in the people. You understand? You know, and you know, like they say though, but you know, the word say you can't. You got to save yourself. You're not responsible to save yourself.
Right. That's where it boils down to. Saving the self, because we can't. There's no muscle that can be expressed. There's no muscle. We can't go snapping nobody's necks out here. We can't go raiding their refrigerators and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's nonsense, bro. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen. But, yeah, man, I'm going to let homeboy in real quick.
Do it.
So if you want to say something else, just press the button and I'll let you back in, all right?
No doubt.
All right, don't worry.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, man. What happened?
Man, it's a lot of people going to have to get their feelings hurt, man.
With what?
Man, there's a new Negro coming up. You know what I'm saying? The new Negro don't care about all this emotional shit. They ain't going for the okie doke. You know what I'm saying? Niggas coming through just to
right
tear
now,
all this shit down.
Did you see that map I put up about this lead in the water, bro?
Yeah, man, that shit is crazy.
Well, y'all niggas better, did you see the dividing line was the Mississippi River?
Yeah, man, this shit is no
boy,
joke.
Boy, y'all niggas, you niggas.
Yeah.
I've been told you niggas. I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
You fucking around on that East Coast, boy, you got the issue coming for your ass. I'm going to tell you straight up. Okay? That goddamn lead is everywhere, and that shit lasts in the blood. That shit gives psychological issues for generations on generations on generations.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. And then, like we was just talking, man, the Oscars, man, and the bullshit, you know, and, yo, have you seen the movie Concussion, B?
Nah, not yet.
Yo, I'm going to tell you right now, bro, that sport has a large percentage, like I was, the homie was just on the phone saying, with the thinking, our thinking. Bro, that sport, man, I'm safe to say, sports, baseball, basketball, and football probably takes up to maybe 30 to 40% on why the nigga ain't shit right now.
Hell yeah. Man, just to hit off of what you were saying earlier, man, for somebody to be in a position. I watched that. And what you were saying just now about, like, Snoop Dogg and these other people putting their children up in entertainment, like in sports. Man, that is backwards as fuck. Because, like, listen, put it like this.
How are you a millionaire,
example. I'll give you an example, just like of, like, some Europeans, right? Okay, they come over here, they start bootlegging while liquor's illegal. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So they basically criminals selling bootleg liquor. They doing what they got to do to come up here. What do? When they come up, do they put their children in crime? You know what I'm saying? Or do they have their children, you know, doing some illegal shit or getting into some shit where they got to be out there? Hell no, they got them motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, going to Yale, Harvard. They going to become politicians and...
Brother, the slaves were saving their quarters to send us to the Harvard and the Yale and the Fisk and the Stanford,
yeah.
Princeton, my nigga. What is we talking about? Like, you know, but, dog, backwards as hell, bro. There's no way in hell. We got millionaires out here that... I mean, bro, you're so far ahead of the game. I mean, with a nigga like, with money like what Snoop and Puffy got, or what we think they may have.
Yeah.
These niggas should be able to say, call my agent, tell my agent I want to sit down with the NFL advisor. Let me get an NFL advisor and then send them 5,000, send them 10,000. Send them 10,000 and set up a meeting. I want to go to the NFL advisor. That's who I talk to. I talk to the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I say, what are your statistics? How do you pay your fucking players? Okay, how many of these injured motherfuckers get injured? Okay, what's the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Before I go stuffing my kid up this fucking stupid shit.
Man,
okay?
For
that's
real.
Why you only see niggas in sports, bro. And that's why nowadays you only see niggas in music.
Yep.
You don't see no white people in no fucking music. Ain't no money in no fucking music, bro.
Nope.
And then due to the fact that we got the studios and we make the actual music that you motherfuckers record on, we're going to design the music in a way where nobody is attracted to the shit, so then it doesn't have that much cultural influence.
Yeah.
You see, if we make the music synthesized with robotic sounds, it's not going to have a cultural influence on humans unless you're just on broken up, fucked up frequency. Which a lot of people are. Yo, I read a report yesterday talking about crystal meth so goddamn bad.
Yeah, I read that shit, man. Man, I had no idea black people was fucking with that shit either, man.
Yo,
shit,
I mean,
crazy.
Nah, my niggas from all across the country been giving me all types of reports, man, talking about the crystal is, you know, niggas in the hood is off of it. Like, the young niggas is on it. You know, and I would have never thought, bro, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
I'm thinking, like, the meth heads, I'm seeing white people, I'm thinking that's some shit that only white people fucking with. It's like, goddamn.
Nah, bro.
Man, niggas are crazy.
They say what's taking out the white people right now is that heroin. They say it didn't got worse in the '70s, bro. Oh, bro. They said all up there in Maine and Vermont and Connecticut, they say them white people are dropping like flies. And not only that, what's happening is bad batches of the shit is coming through. So when you got a bad batch of heroin that hits the hood, everybody's dead from the shit, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, shit is wild, man.
You know, yeah, dog, the Dark Ages is here, bro.
Man, like,
luckily,
have you seen any of those videos, like, on WorldStar where they had, like, there'd be, like, some bum-ass nigga who's, like, all fucked up, drooling and looking stupid, doing some stupid shit in the street? They be posting that shit, like I don't even know, like, they on Molly's or some stupid shit. They posting that shit online all the time.
White boy at the farm asleep. Another white boy gonna back up a cow, and the cow shitted on the dude, bro.
Goddamn.
Yo, them white people crazy, dog. I can't, man, bro. Yeah, but that's that Dark Age type shit, bro, that, you know, is gonna be coming and niggas don't know nothing about.
And
It's here, especially with the way that lead in the water, because I'm gonna tell you right now, and this is one thing that's real deep about it.
Uh-huh.
Lead being in food, and lead being in lead altering the biology of a person and how they think and operate, it goes all the way back to Greece.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In Greece, bro, them motherfuckers used to sprinkle lead on top of their food like it was chocolate syrup, like salt and pepper. Okay. This is in Greece. Now, you will also find lead consumption in Rome, and then you will also find lead consumption for the entirety of the medieval Dark Ages time period. And they even go further. They had a big situation about the lead with old buildings in 1930s and 40s America, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Paint. They said
the paint
was started. You know? So basically, I'm saying this to state that Caucasians have had lead in their system for a very long time. They're immune. They've had it in their blood for so long that the psychological effects that have altered their system is a part of their everyday talk and a part of their everyday communication in a scenario where you won't even be able to identify it. Because Caucasians have raised up all other people on the planet right now. You see what I'm saying? So you wouldn't even be able to identify the psychological elements that come from thousands and thousands and thousands of years of lead being in their system. Not only that, but if we pay attention closely, we'll see that it's been sort of like a maintenance, like a habitual maintenance. Like they have to have it, you know, every once in a while. And this is also the same thing with ergotism. And ergot is another poison that was making them highly insane during the Dark Ages. But guess what ergot is? Ergot is the natural chemical that the drug LSD is based off of. Okay? There we go. So what I was just alluding to with the lead has been proven with the ergotism in the LSD. Okay? So they keep it repetitive in their systems, right? So when we introduce lead into America and all the people out here who don't have this repetitively in their genetic lineage, it's going to make all of them motherfuckers go straight Toxic Avenger. It's going to make all of them niggas break down, and the Caucasian is still going to stay the same.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Drinking the same lead as you were drinking. This is the fucking point.
Yeah.
Man,
shit is crazy.
Exactly, dog. They've been with this. This ain't nothing new. You know?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know? Yeah.
shit is crazy, though. And then the fuck, that's all over the news, too, man. Yeah, they shit, I saw that from somewhere else, not just where you posted it, but yeah, it's like, yeah, they're talking about the lead is in all the water systems, man.
Yeah.
And then they try to link that shit to, like, paint or some shit. It's like, nigga, it's in the water supply on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, that's what I'm trying to let you know, dog.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What I'm, no, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's a very... It, you know, let me show you what's really dangerous. What's really dangerous is I called all that shit out in 2010. I stated Toxic Avenger was going to be here. But I said the cause was going to be the nuclear power plants.
Yeah.
I would have never thought this shit, bro. But it's so crazy how I work.
Well, you never know what else is going to come into play, because even just looking at
the
drugs, even just that, the article that you shared, man, talking about the crystal meth and the dude, the blood dude was talking about how everybody's all like zombies and shit. Talking about he stopped fucking with the shit. He got a weed dispensary because, you know, so
oh, yeah.
You want to be around that shit.
You mix the crystal meth with the heroin, with the goddamn, with the mosquito bite that's going down, that's making the babies retarded. And then what you got? You got the Toxic Avenger, bro.
Vaccines, all this shit.
Yeah, I would have never thought that it was going to be the lead was going to be the reasoning, bro. I mean, but what's funny about the time space, like I was about to say, is Volume 2 of Kicked Out of Heaven will have a full discourse on the effects of lead. Yeah, because it was going down during the Dark Ages, so it's going to be part of the literature that I'm putting out.
Yeah, that's crazy. That can't be a coincidence. And then this now coming out. I mean, the shit it's been going on, you know?
Yeah, no, this isn't a coincidence, bro. This is a repetitious scenario. We're making the planet Greece. We're making it Rome, and we're making it Dark Ages again, okay?
Yeah.
Because we can have fun that way. It's fun. It's adult fun. Fun
yeah.
That little kids ain't ready for. And that's why they, that's why they got everybody in the mental status of a fucking child. Because when they come out here, they're going to make the slaughter easy.
Hell yeah. Yeah, they don't even see
dog.
That shit coming.
Nah, bro, I seen it coming 10 years ago, dog. I'm telling you, I know what's about to be next in this bitch.
Hell yeah.
I know. Okay.
And like, even if you just pay attention to the programming, like in the, you know, with the TV and the films, just the programming is like letting you know, like, you know, it's some kind of slaughter coming. Because, like, everything is just softening people up, letting people see this over and over again. The shit got to get more hardcore, more extreme with cutting people up and doing all this shit. And it's like...
Oh, no, nah, they ain't... Nah,
shit.
Man. You niggas ain't really... You seen those pictures I posted up on the wall for the Kicked Out of Heaven, the All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
So I can show you whole churches made out of human bones. The nigga ain't ready for none of that shit, bro. Nigga's not ready for what can come about that Europe, bro.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, nah, that shit was crazy. Hell yeah, I saw that picture with the dude getting skinned.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. That was a good one. Now, what did I put above that? I said, find me any imagery, which I know you can't. Find me any imagery of them doing this to blacks during slavery. I don't care if they drew it.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah, man. Ain't nobody gonna be able to find nothing like that, man. For real.
You know?
Nah, especially if that was commonplace. It's like, man, we don't even know what we in for. We don't know what's going on. We don't know.
Show you, bro. Let me show you,
dog. Who these people are.
The Kicked Out of Heaven has 130-something pictures in it right now. First volume.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. I have over 2,000 photos of all the time periods, okay? Okay?
Yeah.
I'm talking about all the churches, the cathedrals. I got their fucking witchcraft, dog. I got vampire hunting kits. I got fucking werewolf hunting kits, bro. I got pictures of the undead and where they were buried. Bro. Okay?
Yeah.
I got more than enough proof. Okay? More than enough fucking proof, dog. I got the billboard signs, the signs that they used to have outside the stores, you know, waving in the streets and shit, the pawn symbols and all of that type of shit, bro. I got pictures of beer. I got pictures of Wine Street. I got drawings and drawings. Like, I say all that to say, that picture that you saw where the motherfucker getting skinned is called Flame. And usually you're alive. Usually you're alive while the whole thing is happening. And in the book, Kicked Out of Heaven, I have a knife. I have the flaying knife that is that they used. It was a specific type of blade that they used for human skinning. And I could show you more than probably 10 to 20 paintings like that out of every century. Hold on. Out of every century after 1200.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And you won't be able to find one image like that for African slave trade.
Yeah, man, they ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah, exactly. You see? And then, let's mind you, the Negro complains about 500 years. This book I'm doing is 1,000 years.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Ain't trying to hear that shit.
I don't want to, because it destroys all the shit that they know. These niggas up here talking about, oh, yeah, the number system started in fucking Harlem. Wrong. The number system,
yeah,
I can tell you, was going down in France and Italy in the 1400s and in the 1300s. They talk about, oh, yeah, in Nova Scotia, we started the fucking ice hockey. But, nigga, who is doing this bullshit?
It's childish, man.
You ain't start no motherfucking, huh?
I said it's childish, you know, just the mentality. Shit.
Yeah, it's childish.
They don't look
for
facts. They just go off of whatever and then try to take credit for everything.
Yeah.
But that's just like feminine traits, man. For feminine people, you know? Like, oh, no, I did that. I take credit for everything, no matter what. And then if you got some real hardcore facts, they're going to stick their head in the sand. Shit.
And get mad.
I'm trying to hear that shit.
Yeah, that's it. You hate women. You sound like you don't like your people. We going to be ignorant regardless.
Yeah, man. This shit is crazy.
Well, just know the game is called chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
And please understand that the Mexican, the Arab, the white man, and the Asian can all sit down and say, is the nigger bothering you? He says, yes, the nigger is bothering you. Is the nigger eating off your plate? Yes, the nigger is decreasing the value of my produce. Is the nigger over there? Is he robbing your gas station, Arab? Is the nigger, is your check cashing over there okay, Asian? Mr.
Yeah.
China? Huh? Is the nigger causing problems? Did he try to rob you? Oh, well, what are we going to do? We all have a common problem. My daughter was late to her fucking cheerleader convention because the Black Lives Matter was on the highway. You see how small it gets? Niggas are so fucking blind, they don't even know about who they affect and how it affects. You're on the fucking highway, shutting down traffic, and nobody that is on the highway shot up any one of these niggas you're talking about. What the fuck are you doing on the highway for? You see?
Yeah, and then why is there no, like, actual... No foundation, you know. There's nothing
because
actually set up.
Because it's women running the. It's college bitches running the shit, bro. It's this new Negro bitch that the fucking white boy done made that he got out here.
Nah, I don't need to put anything together.
These fucking college hoes come out here with these fucking afros and think they're fucking Christians but gonna say black power at the same fucking time.
Yeah.
And they work a corporate job. Yeah. These fucking new nigga bitches that these fucking white boys is making in these fucking universities, dog.
Yeah.
That's all it is. This is a bunch of fucking nigga mammies think they doing some fucking shit. Butches, a bunch of butch bitches. AA batteries and ran out in their fucking vibrators. Hoses mad.
Yeah. I want to know who's letting them do this shit.
they ain't gonna bring me
shit.
In. Yo, they listening.
Right like, man, who the fuck is bowing down to these bitches, man? Who's letting them do this shit? Why they running this shit?
Nah, bro, they're fucking hurt and they're fucking lonely and they're not even getting fucked, bro. They don't even know how to get fucked. So fucking traumatized. Yo, bro, I saw one shit where they gonna do a protest for black girls getting shot up by the police, and these hoes got to go out here topless.
What the fuck?
You're ugly, you're fat, you're neglected, and you're trying to find a dick to go in you. But see, when women get into this stage, what's so funny is that when women get in this stage, they don't know that a dick is the solution to the problem.
Yeah.
And then they end up the fucking hair out and going fucking crazy because they don't know that, you know, some of them will actually get into the spot and be like, damn, I ain't getting no attention. I need to go get some attention. And blah, 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 you know what I'm saying? But the other ones fall in the spot where they'll just get mad and just fucking create crazy fucking scenes everywhere because ain't nobody looking up their ass.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, shit is crazy.
Yeah, we need to go on a campaign. We need to go on a campaign of nothing but fucking butch women. All of them.
Yeah.
We'll heal America. Especially with this kind of shit. Yeah. See, like, racism is a man problem. That shit ain't no female problem. Yeah, dog, I put some white pussy in front of your ass. You fence the fuck it. I put a Puerto Rican, a Mexican, a motherfucking Native American, Indian nigga. All racism goes out the window.
Yeah. Hell yeah, it's true.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm writing the book that I'm writing, because it is a psychoanalytical stroke to the book. Well, I'm healing the white race. Like, yo, y'all niggas gotta stop with this dumb shit. Like, y'all niggas got this shit up in your system because of this, that, dog, and it's not necessary anymore.
Shit, that's the way to go about doing it.
It's not necessary, dog. I mean, all this double shit, that's what's going on. It's a real double shit.
It's like shit is not necessary because it's not like black people are really a threat to anybody. They ain't gonna do shit.
Nah, it's only gonna be necessary. It's only gonna be necessary if the devil is real, bro.
Yeah.
If the devil is real, and to be for real, from how I know history and from what I know about multiple civilizations and tribes, it's almost safe to say that yes, the devil and his fallen angels may be very real.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I got so much information, bro. That nigga, you and nigga, all monsters now have a probability of being real. And I'm not talking no hocus pocus fifth dimension bullshit. I'm talking about the shit knock on your fucking door.
Uh-huh.
You know? I mean, even when we look at that situation, like the Council of Nicaea, bro, like, the Council of Nicaea, they say they created the image of Jesus and all this other shit, right? But bro, you gotta understand that all of Europe faced everything they knew, their law system, how they ate, how they had sex. They based everything they knew for the past 1,500 years, bro, all on religious doctrine and what happened with Jesus and what Jesus said and what Jesus did and shit. Like, when you say the festival of the ass, right, which is the festival that they used to have. Yeah, the festival of the ass. When I say the festival of the ass to you, you may think, okay, yeah, there's some crazy shit going on. You niggas is fucking crazy. Festival of the ass. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
So this is a festival where they are worshiping the donkey that Jesus rode on.
Yeah.
They got a festival where they were commemorating the donkey that Jesus rode on, bro. Donkeys were exclusive to be excluded from all occultic shit. You know, they didn't like that. Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, niggas don't know how deep that shit goes, bro. Like, for you to have a whole continent of people base their every move off of some shit that was non-existent? And then what's really so crazy is that there's even a lot of elements that state it was non-existent during the course of the 1500 years. Because you had a lot of situations where priests and local pastors and shit would sell all types of relics. They'd be hustling the peasants and hustling the nobles and shit, talking about they got relics. They'd be like, oh yeah, this is a piece of the talking bush that talked to Moses. But I mean, they were, all they knew was this religious shit, bro. I mean, these niggas here, bro, I can show you a picture of Mary Magdalene's skull right now.
Uh-huh.
I got a picture of it, dog. Mary Magdalene is Jesus' mother. What the fuck are you talking about, bro?
Like, where? Like, where's it from?
I it's in Europe. I'm not going to say the specific location. But, you know, but what I'm saying is like, what are you talking about, dog? That was 2,000 fucking years ago. You think you still got the bones of fucking Jesus' mom? What the fuck are you talking about?
So, like, niggas was selling this. Like, the priests and shit was selling stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, they would go around saying all types of shit, bro. They would say, what other type of relics? They would say, this is a piece of the cross of Jesus. This is a piece of the chalice that Judas, this is one of Judas's silver coins that he used to purchase Jesus. Yo, these things would go.
Yeah.
But their Catholic churches are draped with all of this shit, too.
Yeah.
And they think that because the shit was so long ago that they could have created or made a relic in the 1300s, and today, motherfuckers are today like, oh, it's a real relic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these Catholic churches are built up around these relics, with these relics that got the relics on their.
Yeah, like the Shroud of Turin and all that shit. Where they had Jesus' face supposed to be on there. Yeah.
All that type of shit, man. The armory that this king wore. And they save all of that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so. Yeah, nah, but Kicked Out of Heaven is coming, man. I'm going to be doing a new lecture with it. And the new lecture is going to be going over the whoring. It's going to go over the weather. I'm going to go over the weather, conditions of the environment a little bit. We got to talk about the pimping and hoeing. Well, there really wasn't no pimping. It was just hoeing back then. Pimps were all classified as beggars. You know, the pimp duties were responsible by the city and the executioner. And the executioner took care of the executioner sought over the prostitute to the city, and the prostitute to the city had to pay taxes and had to be registered by the city.
Yeah.
Okay. And they also had to wear a specific type of clothing so they could be identified, and they would, and they could not be identified or mixed in with the attire that noble women wore or bourgeois women. Okay.
Yeah.
But even though damn near every single woman of European society went through some form of prostitution, the medieval mind frame didn't see a woman's sex life to start until she got married. And then they made sure you were married at the age of 30. At the age of 30, you were to disappear from the commune. I mean, from the social commune, you know?
Yeah.
But to go have you a house somewhere and go be set up. And even if you couldn't find you a man, the city will find you a man and pay for your goddamn marriage. Get your ass out the block.
Yeah. Shit. That shit makes sense. All these crazy bitches running around.
Bro, this girl who did this naked snow challenge, they're trying to say that her
boyfriend. Damn, man, stupid ass shit.
Yeah, well, she did the stupid shit, bro, and you, the nigga thinks you could go out here and do stupid shit and ain't no consequences, boy.
Yeah.
It's gonna
is
be
that the
consequences.
You saw the video where the bitch face was all bloody? Is that what you're talking about?
I didn't see the video. I just saw the, I just saw a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit is stupid, man. Yeah. It's insanity, man.
Yeah, it's going down like that, but oh well.
Yeah.
You know? Oh well, brother.
Yeah. Nah, man, that Oscar shit was so stupid, though, man.
Seeing
all that shit.
People lost their
fucking
minds.
Stupid.
Man.
Don't make any sense.
Even the games that we got right now with, you know, people, these fake-ass articles these people put up, talking about some Suge Knight, then got the Suge Knight and getting sexually assaulted in jail. They don't stop with the fucking bullshit, man.
Yeah, man.
Yo, what the fuck is this shit, bro?
What's that?
People got these crazy-ass pus bumps. These videos. Have you seen these crazy-ass medical videos? Yo, I'm telling you, man, it is some shit coming, boy. Niggas just do not know, bro. I'm so glad
man.
I'm a historian. I am so glad I'm a historian, dog. For real. Oh, my God. Bro, like, here goes a disease that was going on in the Dark Ages. It was called the King's Evil.
Yeah.
This is going to be in Volume 2. It was called the King's Evil. Scrofula is what it was. And scrofula, bro, it builds big-ass pus bumps on your neck. And it makes your neck.
God.
Listen to this shit. No,
yeah.
But the pus bumps are the size of a basketball, bro. They're the size of a small basketball to a regular-sized basketball, bro. And then when they pop it, there's nothing but worms living in it.
Yeah. Man, that's
crazy. So when
crazy.
You want to talk about atrocities, yeah, let me tell you something like this, bro. The Caucasian cannot live in society, bro, and see everybody in perfect physical. You see? The Caucasians never had a time period where he lived in a society and there wasn't fucking monstrosities and deformities walking around.
Yeah, elephant fucking, man and shit like that.
Yeah, elephant man looking leprosy motherfuckers. Like, a lot of people don't know what that leprosy will do neither. That leprosy will melt your whole face off, bro. Your eye sockets, your nose, and everything, bro. Syphilis, congenital syphilis, the original syphilis, bro, will rot your whole face out.
Damn.
Literally. It'll rot your eyeballs out, your fucking nose, your teeth, all your teeth, the whole fucking gamut.
Yeah.
I got pictures of this shit, bro. You know? I got pictures of that shit. It's serious game, man. It's serious time,
yeah,
man.
But they're bringing that shit back. Shit, just the meth alone, man. People fucking their faces up. They're still doing it. Teeth and hair falling out and shit.
Man, this sounds like a personal problem, B. Like, that's why I'm doing the game like I'm doing it, man. Don't, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not even, you know, the information that I'm putting out, man, I'm not using the conscious movement as my target market. I'm going for the planet, bro.
That's how you gotta do it, man.
I'm not trying to milk nobody, and I'm not trying to build no team. And, man, nigga, please.
Yeah.
Bro,
man.
Black people have a long history of letting all their leaders get killed. Letting anybody speak for them in any type of intellectual format, whether public or privately, they allow these individuals to be slaughtered. And usually slaughtered publicly. Right, so it shows that they have a lack of control, a lack of investment, a lack of interest. A lack of understanding ownership, a lack of alliance.
Respect.
So, you know,
bro.
Go ahead.
Lack of respect, all that stuff, man.
Yeah.
Shit. Hell yeah. Nah, there's no loyalty or nobility, man. It ain't even worth it. Shit. Be a waste of time, man.
Like
and they ain't trying to hear that information anyway because you ain't talking about the African influence on Europe or something like that, you know? They ain't trying to hear
that
Africa shit.
But Africa don't got no influence. That's the whole thing. You're being lied to, bro.
Yeah.
Dog, I'm going to tell you right now. And even if Africa didn't have an influence, and even if Africa did have influence, let me show you something. The activities that was going on in Europe that I could show you is commonplace, everyday shit. You would nowhere want to be associated with none of that stupid shit, bro.
Yeah.
You don't want to be associated with none of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, let me show you. Boy, I'm telling you, bro, I gotta slow it down because I want my shit released right. And I know I be having a bunch of... Listen, I know I got a bunch of wannabes that be listening to my shit and take my shit out here and be running around here thinking they 720, nigga, please. You know?
They probably ain't even trying to put a book or nothing out. They just want to sound
they ain't doing shit, bro. these niggas don't... Why you think I'm so standoffish?
That's crazy, man.
Why you think I'm standoffish, bro? It's a bunch of wannabe ass niggas out here, dog.
Yeah.
I don't got fans. I got wannabes. I don't got support. I got wannabe ass niggas who are fucking soulless, bro. They ain't got nothing in them, bro. So they got
you
gotta
be careful about them motherfuckers, man.
Why do you think I'm standoffish?
Them the type of niggas. Those are the type of niggas who go crazy and shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be careful.
That's why I made the announcement. And I'll say it again, bro. I'm not meeting no dudes from no motherfucking YouTube. You can forget about that shit. My nigga.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm a man, nigga, please, bro. I don't watch YouTube videos.
Yeah.
See? So, I don't know who to hit up because I don't watch the shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, to be honest, I was the first nigga on there talking straight to the camera laying fucking game, bro, in 2007. I birthed all of these niggas damn near, if you really want to get down to it. So why the fuck am I going to watch my children, bro? You know what I'm saying? Man, nigga, please, bro. I don't be watching no motherfucking videos and calling no niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight, I just never have, bro. So when people be hitting me up and be like, yo, did you hear about this? I'm like, nah, I don't know, bro, because look, dog, I don't know, bro. I never really looked at, when you read the Black Man's Bible and you'll see, bro. Once I hear some stupid shit come about you, I'm shutting your ass out.
I mean, that's how it's got to be, man, because with the internet shit, you know, you're going to meet all types of weirdos. And it's like, if a nigga ain't You know what I'm saying? If he's not a normal person, you know what I'm saying? Because people have all types of problems and shit, man. And
look,
like,
bro, here's the number one problem.
You never know.
Here's the root problem. In Egypt, in Zulu, in Greece, in old Europe, in early America during slave times, it was all the same shit. If you're not fucking, you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Guess what? If you don't got a husband, bitch, your pussy is worthless, and you are worthless. Okay?
Yeah.
You, as a man at 30 years old, do not have children, you do not have a wife, you do not have kids, you're a fucking weirdo. You're probably fucking your dog, you're fucking your cat, you're humping the couch. Okay, you're doing some fucking weird shit, bro. Bro, this is the fucking reality,
bro. Yeah,
that's
the type of motherfucker who got time to just sit up and watch every new thing, you know what I'm saying, on, you know, I'm not going to name anybody's YouTube, but, you know, they're going to be watching all the new shit and just worried about what the next nigga's doing.
Yo,
niggas don't have no life. They not out here living. They not doing shit.
Nobody has a good sex life, bro. Nobody has a good sex life. Nobody has a good sex life, bro. That's the root to the problems that you're seeing. Everybody's angry. They're angry in the house because they're not getting fucked in the house. So when they leave the house, they take their anger out on the street. I was at a motherfucking bar, at a little comedy bar. This fat bitch gonna start heckling my man. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? So the fat bitch is up here heckling, making a goddamn scene for no fucking reason. You're ugly, bitch. You're fat.
Yeah.
You're smoking the cigarette, and nobody's fucking you. Nobody's sucking on your private parts, and you do not feel good about your existence. Period.
Basically, yeah.
I can hit my casket right now and feel good, nigga. I have slaughtered many hoes across the land. I've done it, bro. I've done a lot. I'm cool.
Man, you should have said that shit on the mic. Man.
What? Said what?
Wait a motherfucker. What you just said? You not fucking, you know what I'm saying? You fucking, you angry because you're not doing shit. Just destroy the bitch.
Yeah, if I was a comedian on stage, he could have really fucked up or fucked that fat girl. I know if I was a comedian on stage, I would have had her ass. He would have tried to, he would have been mad. Tried to come up there and fight me, and I would have laid her fucking ass. Cause bro, and that's the whole thing, bro. It's so aggressive. I keep the 40 fizzle. Nigga, I walk around my house. I walk around my house.
Yeah.
Because I understand if I hear or see some funny shit up on my front door, I'm coming out busting.
Yeah.
Okay?
Should I tell you?
You know? So, yeah, fuck that. Everybody's angry, and I'm not going to get caught up into the mix. You know? So, y'all stay strapped out there, man. And stay fucking on some pussy, man. People, it's so funny how they got the world educated, bro. They think that sex shit ain't got shit to do with shit. Yeah, right.
How the fuck they gonna act like this shit ain't a big deal?
Because shit.
Sex is a $1 trillion industry.
No, it's because the religions demonize it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the religions demonize it. So, you know, the religions demonize it, bro. So they say, oh, you don't need no fucking, you need Jesus. And that shit gets stank.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, a woman's clit. That shit will disappear, bro. The flesh will grow over. And fold it in, and it don't get used, Doc.
Yeah.
You know, so it's important shit, man. But nobody sees the importance in it. But yo, anybody else on the show want to say something? I'm about to let it go. 310, you want to say something? Press the button. If not, I'm out of here. Oh, well, tell me what you think about that concussion shit before I go, man. People was hitting me up crazy about that video.
Oh, shit, man. Nah, I just thought it made a lot of sense. I mean, with the athletes, man, I know they be pumped up with all types of shit. You know, they be on painkillers and everything else just so they can get out there, you know what I'm saying, to keep the show going. So, man, that shit
is
real, man.
Did you see the movie, dog?
I haven't even seen it yet, man.
Bro,
so we're going to check it out.
Bro. Go see that shit.
Yeah.
I watched Concussion, The Revenant. What's that other one I saw? The Big Short. The Big Short is... The Big Short is basically saying all y'all niggas is bullshit. But yeah, man, the concussion, man, the executioner game they was bringing up in there. Yeah, they sprinkle. I'm gonna tell you right now, bro. Once y'all niggas get this kicked out of heaven, dog, nothing can get by you anymore, bro.
Yeah.
This is Oh yeah, bro. When I watch a movie now, I can see every scene and I can hear every line and understand what every line means by literal definition and cultural influence. Like,
right.
Nah, I mean, okay, like what I just said, everybody's like, yeah, I see every scene too, nigga. I hear every word too. Nah, motherfucker, no you don't. No the fuck you don't. I'm going to tell you right now. There's a lot of movies that you would not be able to understand at all until you are historically literate about what was going on at that time. Like Interview with the Vampire, Amistad, or Schindler's List, or, you know, these type of movies, man. If you're not historically literate about what was going on at that time, then you've missed maybe 50 to 60% of the movie. By definition, because you don't know what else is in the scene.
Yeah.
That they're showing you, that's on camera. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, man. We'll go in on that later, man. I can't say a date for Kicked Out of Heaven, but it should be here in February, you know. And there will be a new version of the Black Man's Bible. It should be out in February, too.
What's up?
Yeah, I got to put a parental advisory on it. These you know, two black bookstores and said they don't want to carry it because of the language.
Damn. Man.
And then I asked him, I said, but don't you sell African-American literature? And they said,
yeah.
I said, so the problem, because it's a fucking product. I go to the white people, and they have a bookstore. It's called Used Books.
Yeah.
You saw how simple that was?
Uh-huh.
Now, how many books fit up underneath Used Books? Cookbooks, gangster books, nigga, whatever.
Everything. Hell yeah.
Everything. We come to get the money. We
yeah.
want money. We want money. We yeah. don't want none of this emotional fucking bullshit you got in the way that's stopping money. We don't carry this type of material, brother. You know, we got wings on our back and a halo over here.
Man. Yeah, I don't even want to talk about this. We already know, man. Yeah.
Oh, as a matter of fact, the store was in Ohio, nigga.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah,
who is these
crazy,
niggas?
Man.
La Unique Bookstores, I think it was. La Unique.
Where they at?
I don't know. I don't know these old clown ass niggas. You know?
Yeah.
Is RBG fashionable? Remember when it was fashionable in the early 90s with the cross colors?
Uh-huh.
Do it again.
Hell yeah.
Do it again for them niggas.
That's shit, man. Yeah.
I got stock in red, black, green wristbands, nigga. I want to buy stock. You dig what I'm saying? But, yeah. Let me get off this show, man. Y'all check out theblackmansbible.com. The book is blowing up. Y'all going to be seeing me up on the YouTube or whatever. Y'all check me out. Y'all know where I'm at. I'm out. Yo, and peace for coming through, fam.
All right. Peace.
Yeah, appreciate it. All right, then. Peace.